The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Hi, I'm Terry.
And I'm Debbie.
From Nashville, and we both listen to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 324 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WDW Today, and with me on the show is Michelle Scribner-McLean.
Yay! You said it right. Are you ready to dine with some wine and run?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Coming back after your surgery this summer?
Yeah.
Actually, you did 13-mile runs in a row, 5 weekends?
Yeah. Hopefully maybe almost six.
Mm-hmm.
Almost six. I'm actually feeling better than I've felt in about 3 or 4 years. I've been kind of injury prone the last 3 years, so I just want to make sure I don't overtrain and keep building towards January, which I'm really looking forward to.
Cool. Well, I'm looking forward to going too. It's been a little... Well, actually, we've had some nice days here in New Hampshire, but be nice to be in the warm weather again.
Yeah.
I have a whole bunch of shout-outs, and they all fall under the umbrella of what's the special event going on today as we're recording.
The New York City Marathon?
The New York City Marathon. I went to cheer once when my brother was running. It's quite an event, really, really special. And we have friends Christine Cook, Joe Quattracci, Joe Kalinske, you've heard of him. He's run a few marathons before. Terry Jo Fusen, Tammy Burkett Cubis, and Stephanie Varna are all running. And Michael Groner is actually running this week and then doing Wine and Dine. And so he's pretty ambitious. And I saw that Circe Roslin is actually going to be out there cheering for people. So we're cheering virtually. It'll be completed by the time, hopefully, by the time this is released. But hope everybody in New York had a great time. Is that one that you... I mean, I know you haven't run a marathon yet, but ever considered New York?
I think New York would be interesting. In talking with some of my friends who ran the Marine Corps Marathon last weekend, they said it was around 50,000. And I'm sure that it's a lot of runners. And, you know, as the thing is, Michelle, as the fields increase with the number of runners, I find myself less and less inclined to participate. I really, you know, the Disney races, they're fun. The other ones are probably things that, I mean, are fun, but when it's too crowded, it's not mm-hmm. fun. And I understand that the race directors do the corral releases to offset that. So you never know. Yeah. I could change my mind.
The other thing I'm going to be signing up for this week is our local turkey trot. So that's always fun. If you haven't done one of those locally, they're usually all over the place. And get up in the morning and do some running before Thanksgiving dinner. So that should be good. Are we ready to start our topic today?
Yes. So today is Tuesday, November 3rd. And this coming weekend is the 2015 Disney Wine and Dine Half Marathon Weekend. So we decided that on this Tuesday show, because we will be in the air on Thursday, we decided that we're going to do a little preview of the weekend. And for a lot of you, this is something that you've done before, but for a lot of you, this may be your first venture into either a Run Disney event or the Wine and Dine. So we thought we'd try to give you an idea what to expect and hopefully help you get through the week.
So, all right, so should we start off with do it chronologically? We're going to start off with this new exclusive Wine and Dine welcome reception. And that is, out of everything that we're going to talk about, I think that's the only thing that's still open at this point. So here's the deal with that. It's Thursday, November 5th. It's 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the HP Fieldhouse at the Wide World of Sports. And this is, they used to have these meetups that people could sign up for. You know, it was kind of a lottery, not a lottery, but first come, first serve meetup where you could do a little run with Jeff Galloway, and it was free, and you know, a lot of our friends got to do it. And Disney, looks like they capitalized on this. But Mike, did you see the price tag for this reception? To me it's the reason why it's probably still open.
So if I wanted to bring my grandson, mm-hmm. who is six, or my granddaughter who's almost three. If she was three by then, I'd have to pay $199 for each one of them.
Yeah, it's $199 a person ages three and up.
And I don't know if...
And that's for an hour and a half.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure if a six-year-old or a three-year-old is going to really enjoy the wine pairing. So
so here's what you get for that. What you get. You get a concierge-style packet pickup, your race packet, and all your pre-purchase merchandise will be hand-delivered to you as you check in. You're going to get four tapas-style wine pairings. So tapas means small plates with Jeff Galloway. It's funny to put the Jeff Galloway on the tapas. So I don't know if he's going to be serving them to you or what the story is. But they are a deconstructed chicken tamale and then with a wine pairing, pan-seared halibut, sliced beef tenderloin, and falafel gyro. And for me, that is also kind of sticks out as something that I might want to do. Any ideas why, Mike?
Because of the Riesling?
No, everything listed there pretty much has meat in it, so I'd be able to eat the last one and if I eat fish, the halibut. But I don't know if they'll have options for people who don't eat meat. And then you have exclusive pre-opening shopping at the Run Disney official merchandise store. There's going to be a character meet and greet with international flair. You get a luggage tag, and you get a Run Disney rolling duffel. And they have a thing that says if you have any special dietary requests, you can send it to Run Disney. But this is an hour and a half for four plates and wine pairings and a duffel and Jeff Galloway. In your pre-registration, so I'm not going to that. I think I'd rather spend my $199 somewhere else. But I would be very interested to hear if any of our listeners go to it. Maybe they can give us a review and tell us what it's like. What would you? You're not going to go, Mike?
You know, it's one of those things where we always talk about this, Michelle. And full disclosure that for our listeners, we sometimes think we really should try everything just so that we can be informed and give you guys a real good idea as to what you'd be getting yourself into. But sometimes you take a look at what is listed and what the price is, and you really don't know if it's something you want to engage in. I think when I look at this, if it was $125... I might bite.
For an hour and a half, really?
I might bite because the thing is, Michelle, that when you go down to Walt Disney World, be it on a race weekend or not, you're always worried about your time. You wouldn't have to go to the expo. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have to pick up your bib. Mm-hmm. You get a chance to see the merchandise and get to buy it. You wouldn't run out. You get this duffel bag, and I don't know what the duffel bag looks like. I hope that we could see it tomorrow. Because that would, I think that if they showed it on the site, that would have convinced a lot of people. Mm. But
well, you know, those Run Disney luggage things are kind of
so. Let's say
usually.
Well, I'm just saying the only problem is that I mean, like you said, for $199, I mean that's almost like a $400 dinner. Mm. We could eat very well for $400 at Victoria and Albert's. You really could. But
the last time I went to Africa, I went on a balloon ride for $200, so, hot air balloon ride. So I don't know.
I think $125 would have been a better a much better thing. Now, if they said $199 plus a $50 Disney gift card, would have been good too. But
you I think the thing that kind of just irks me is that, you know, this used to be a kind of a free thing, and I don't think it was fair to everyone because there was a very specific time that it opened up, and they chose people. So they kind of capitalized on something that was wildly popular but was free. So I don't know. I mean, I can see, you know, my brother, you know, is somebody who pays for concierge service for everything, and I'm sure that if he were running this race, he would do that. But for me, I think I'd rather take my $200 and spend it walking around the Food and Wine Festival. You know, put it on a gift card and walk around.
So for those who are going, I want you to look for Michelle and myself this weekend and give us a rundown on everything.
Yeah,
that,
we could be wrong.
You never know. You never know.
It's Michelle. Happened before.
So
what's coming up next?
Would be the very next day, which normally Thursday would be a day for this, but it's Friday where we will have the Run Disney Health and Fitness Expo. And Michelle, would you like to talk about the hours?
Yeah, so it you're right, it used to be Thursday and Friday, but now it's Friday, November 6th from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday, November 7th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex. And that is where you're going to pick up your race number. You have to get it there. Your shirt and your gear bag, if you're going to store anything at the race. So you can look at the official Run Disney merchandise. And typically, Mike, that has been in the HP Fieldhouse and also the Jostin Center, right? So there are two stores usually. I don't know if it's going to be the case here. But there's also, that's where the Runner Series is going to be, seminars with Jeff Galloway, Tara Guidis, usually Rudy and Carissa, the race announcers, and John Pelkey are running around. We heard from John Pelkey the other day. He'll be there. So you can go up and say hi to them. They're all really friendly. And in addition to that, that's where you're going to look for all the running gear that you might want. It's like a big runner's mall. So, Mike, do you have anything planned that you want to buy? You usually buy some different flavored goos, gels.
You know, I look forward to, I mean, I don't look forward to the crowds, but I look forward to walking around because I don't know of any other place anywhere. And I would even say, well, maybe the Boston Marathon, although I'm not sure, Boston Marathon Expo, maybe. But to see all the new stuff, you're always going to see it here. This is one of the first places you will see all the new running gear. I think one of the things I'm going to look for, Michelle, is, I don't know, any special running gadgets. Maybe we'll be able to see some of the new watches.
At the Garmin.
Sometimes, I know that in California, we saw great deals on running shoes. I don't know if you'll see them here.
Mm-hmm.
But I look forward to that. And like you said, the goo. I sometimes buy my goo there, and sometimes you get the new flavors there. And sometimes you get pretty good prices. So I look forward to that. I don't think I buy any apparel or things I would
wear.
Well,
you get your shirt, your running shirt there.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think I'd buy a running shirt. I think I may buy a pair of running socks there if I get a good deal.
I don't think I'm going to buy anything. I don't know. I don't think there's anything that I need. Famous last words, but
I think Run Disney should have some kind of a deal with New Balance for running socks. Then maybe I'd buy some.
Yeah. I would love it if they did the merchandise like a pre-purchase where you just picked it up. And we've been talking about that for a while. So that if you wanted something at the Run Disney store, you know, an I Did It shirt or special wine and dine race jacket, you could get it there. But they usually have glasses and sweaty bands that say wine and dine and some other things too. And at this one, there's been some tasting. Sometimes there's champagne, there's beer for sale, there's that chocolate coffee stuff, choffee, I think it's called, that's been around. So it's fun. I always enjoy it.
Yeah, I'd like to hear what Jeff has to say in his thing. I like to go to Jeff's and Tara And Fitz is going to be there.
Yeah, it's funny. They don't seem to have it on the site. I don't see it.
No.
I know Tara told us that she'll be presenting, but I think usually it's on there, but I don't see it.
So, Michelle, regarding the speaker series, could you tell everybody what the schedule looks like and who's going to be speaking and even a little bit about what they're going to be talking about?
Sure. We have this courtesy of Tara Gaitis Collingwood, who is the Run Disney nutritionist, and this is not posted anywhere yet, so this is super, super helpful. So I'm going to go run over everything, and there's things, Mike, I think that you're going to be very interested in, too. It starts on Friday, November 6th. The speaker series is 11 to 5 p.m., and the first one is 11 a.m. It's called Save the Best for Last, Tips and Tricks to Make It Around the World, and that's by Jeff Galloway. At 12 p.m., I think a lot of our friends are going to be interested on Friday, November 6th, is the inaugural Disneyland Paris Half Marathon Weekend. And you can meet the Disneyland Paris Half Marathon event team as they reveal the course and share all the details. So we'll have to put that in our calendar to go to that one. At 1 p.m., we talked about Dr. Cool. Becky Pisa from Dr. Cool is going to do a talk about injury prevention and recovery on the go. 2 p.m., there's going to be information for runners and spectators and half marathon course highlights. And so they're going to go through the whole course and all the logistics for runners and cheerers, too. At 3 p.m., there is 13.1 tips for a magical race presented by the Cliff Bar Pace team. And at 4 p.m. on that day, it's going to be Get Ready to Race Again. You've trained and prepared for a race like a champ, but do you have a plan to recover so you're injury-free? And they're going to have a panel of experts talk about how to do that with nutrition, massage, stretching, icing, and more. All right, going on to Saturday. So on Saturday, November 7th, it starts at 10 a.m. and the speaker series goes till 3 p.m. So Jeff Galloway starts at 10, repeating his talk from the day before in case you missed it or want to see it again. It's called Save the Best for Last, Tips and Tricks to Make It Around the World. At 11 a.m., Tara Gaitis, the official Run Disney nutritionist, is going to be there, and her talk is entitled Food for Thought, and it says, don't know what to eat for a night race or how to hydrate? Tara will share appetizing tips on how to maintain proper nutrition and hydration while training and what to eat before, during, and after your trip around the world. At 12 p.m. on Saturday, again, they're going to repeat the inaugural Disneyland Paris Half Marathon Weekend. The event team is going to be talking about that. At 1 p.m., it's going to be information for runners and spectators, half marathon course highlights. We talked about that yesterday, too. It's going to be repeated. And then at 2 p.m., the last one is going to be the making of Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. And this is kind of interesting, Mike. This is by Sarah Schmaltz, who is Park Event Operations. And the description is, you don't want to miss this behind-the-scenes session where you will learn about the making of Epcot International Food and Wine Festival, plus tips on how to make the most of your trip around the world. And that sounds pretty interesting.
You know, on that last one, Michelle, I listened to a certain podcast to get tips on how to make the most out of your trip around the world, but anyways.
Which podcast is that?
I don't know. There must be one or two out there that might talk
about
it. No, it'd
be neat to hear the behind-the-scenes thing of how they put it together and be able to ask people about that.
Yeah. It's funny that they would have this at a Run Disney
event. Well, it is Wine and Dine, so
yeah,
people
true.
There are probably interested in Wine
this
and Dine, too.
This is true.
All right. So that is the speaker series, courtesy of Tara Gaitis, and hopefully that will help people get that in their calendars if they want to see some of these events.
You know, Michelle, that last speaker series thing reminds me of one of the first times I ran this, quote, October/November race in Run Disney about 10 years ago. And it was known as Race for the Taste back then. It was during the Food and Wine Festival. And it was a 10K. And every mile and a half, they gave us something. But what was interesting was what they gave us. So about a mile and a half in, they gave us cheese. You can imagine, at that time I wasn't running with a nutrition belt, so I was kind of thirsty. Mm. So I didn't miss any water stops. Just cheese. Okay. It was a special kind of cheese. You know, you go about another mile and a half, and next thing I see, maybe 2 miles, and they were giving out chocolate. Mm. Again, during the, and you know, not complaining, but it was the last food that they gave us. And when we ran this 10K, I believe we ran into Epcot right near the Millennium Village. We ran out of United Kingdom and we ran clockwise around. We'll showcase. And at that point, they gave us bread. So we had cheese.
Like big French loaves of bread?
Yeah.
You're running around?
We had cheese, chocolate, and bread. But we also had, again, this was known as the Race for the Taste. It was used to be the 10K Classic, and eventually it got to be Wine and Dine. But they also gave us these bracelets, wristbands. So after the race, they had special kiosks set up for the runners only. And I remember going up and getting a salad, and they would take something off my wristband. And then going up and getting some salmon. They would take something off my wristband. Going up and getting
when
a lemonade.
Take something off.
They would click it.
They like would, a punch it? Like
they
a,
would, yeah, click it, or there was a tab or something. Okay. Then they'd give us lemonade, and then they gave us dessert, and I don't remember what the dessert was, but it was good. I think it was pie of some kind. But anyways, it's funny how this this series, you know, the speaker series has this, and I might be interested in seeing how they describe it. But anyways, thank you for the discussion on the speaker series.
You're welcome. Now, one of the vendors that's going to be there is probably going to be Dr. Cool. And that's the company we've talked about here. We've had some people from Dr. Cool on our website, on our podcast before. And this summer, they did something very nice. They sent us free shirts, Dr. Cool shirts. Mike, do you want to tell people about those?
So I have two of them. They're both black. And they both have special material that is supposed to help you stay cool in very, very warm weather.
Yeah,
so
it's called like instant cooling.
Yeah. So I completely forgot about them this summer. So I'm going to bring one or maybe even both shirts with me, and I'm going to be wearing it. So it's black, and on the side it says Dr. Cool, and I don't want people to think that I'm calling myself Dr. Cool, but I'm going to try it. You've also used some of their products.
Yeah.
Too,
oh, so. Yeah. I used the wraps that you put in the freezer, and I think last weekend I ran, and I've been having a little trouble with my knee, so I've been trying to ice it up. But I did use the Dr. Cool shirt that they sent, and it was pretty nice. It actually cooled me down a little bit. So I'll be bringing mine to Florida, not to run in, because I'll be running in my Mickey Miles thing. But they have caps, they have chilling headbands. Different size shirts and things like that. So you might want to check them out. They have much more than just the wraps.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing them. So Friday we'll be at the expo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what time we'll be there, but
yeah.
My guess is early, although we'll get into the tips about the weekend where we start shifting our schedule. But
we do want to mention that we don't have any regular meets because we have a dessert party, and we're just going to be a little bit too busy this time. But we will be looking for people. Come on over to us before the races if you want, before the Wine and Dine half. We'll be with the yellow and purple Mickey Miler group, and we'll be tweeting out where we are during
try
the
to
day.
Tweet once
we'll
an
definitely
hour.
Be at the expo.
Try
yeah.
to tweet once an hour in case someone wants to come up and say, hey, Mike, hey, Michelle. There's just too much information on the Wine and Dine half marathon weekend for just one podcast, so we're going to continue this on our next episode where we talk in depth about the races and give you a little information on transportation and some tips on how to get through the weekend. So for Michelle Scrutin-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying stay tuned for part two later this week.
The Mickey Miles podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at mei-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. I hope you enjoyed listening. If you would like to support the Mickey Miles Podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/mickeymilespodcast. You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/mickeymilespod. Don't forget, if you have any questions, you can send them to questions@mickeymilespodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.